Anyway. Chapter 2. "You think you can kill again in cold blood?" he asked himself many times after the New York murders. "Do you think you can stop this now that you've started? You think?" The storyteller waited. Almost 5 months of self-torture, also known as discipline, or professionalism, or maybe cowardice, until it was his time. Then he arrived in the kill zone again. And this time it wasn't going to be practice. This was the real deal. And it wasn't a stranger who was going to die. He was just a face in the crowd at the 3:10 showing of The Village at the Westwood Village Theater in Los Angeles. There were a number of patrons, which was good news for him, and he supposed for the film star director, M. Night Shyamalan. What kind of name was that? M. Night. Self-conscious phony. Apparently Patrice Bennett was among the last people in town to see the horror film. Also, Patrice actually deigned to sit in a real movie theater with real ticket buyers for her movie fix. How quaint was that? Well, she was famous for it, wasn't she? It was Patrice's shtick. She'd even bought her ticket ahead of time, which was how he knew she'd be there. So this wasn't target practice anymore, and everything had to be just right. And it would be. Never a doubt. The story was already written in his head. For one thing, he couldn't be spotted by anyone in the theater. So he went to the 12 o'clock. Then when the show let out, he waited around in a bathroom stall until the 3:10. Nail-biting, nerve-thwacking ordeal. But not that bad, really. Especially since if he was spotted,